With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. In general, fires over northwestern Montana continue being held in check by the thick layer of smoke over the area. The Sheep Fire that's been threatening the town of Essex just south of Glacier National Park for a week now has not grown significantly today. Essex remains on pre-evacuation alert, but Fire Information Officer Jonathan Moore says conditions for the last few days have been favorable enough that fire crews have been able to clean up ground fuels that could drive the fire into Essex.
They have brought in logging equipment and skid steers, and they're also using a dedicated set of railroad trains and cars to move logs away from an area between the fire and Essex.
Thunderstorms are expected in the area around the Sheep Fire and the Thompson Divide Complex today through Friday. To the far northwest, the six fires of the Clark Fork Complex are burning more than 12,000 acres on either side of the Montana-Idaho state line north of Libby. Weather conditions there also kept the fires from growing significantly today, says Fire Information Officer Bob McGregor.
We're pretty well smoked in here in the Clark Fork Valley.
McGregor said about 300 people showed up at a public meeting about the fires last night in Clark Fork, Idaho, and showed a lot of appreciation for firefighters in the area. There's a public meeting at Seeley Lake Elementary School at 7 o'clock tonight to update people on the Morrell Complex fires near there. Again, that public fire meeting is at Seeley Lake Elementary School, starts tonight at 7 p.m. State wildlife officials killed a young female mountain lion in Missoula's Rattlesnake Creek neighborhood after receiving reports that it was frequenting the residential area. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Wildlife Management Specialist Jamie Jonkel tells the Missoulian they received the report about a cat trying to take a dog last week. Since then, the agency received numerous reports about the lion being seen in the Rattlesnake Creek area. Lion specialist Bob Wisner tracked the cat using hounds and shot it late yesterday. Jonkel says deer in the area draw in predators. Air quality in Libby has improved significantly in the last 24 hours, but it's still rated unhealthy by the State Department of Environmental Quality at this hour. Yesterday's 24-hour average for Libby was in the hazardous range, so far the only reading that's reached that level in Montana this year. At this hour, the DEQ says air quality is very unhealthy in Hamilton and the Flathead Valley, as well as Libby. Coming in a notch below the very unhealthy at unhealthy are Missoula, Seeley Lake, St. Mary and Browning, as well as Helena, Great Falls, Lewistown, and Malta. The air is being called unhealthy for sensitive groups in Butte and Billings. In Bozeman, the air quality reading at this hour is moderate. In general, the smoky conditions have kept northwestern Montana fires in check. The Sheep Fire that's been threatening the town of Essex just south of Glacier National Park for a week now has not grown significantly today. Essex remains on pre-evacuation alert, but conditions for the last few days have been favorable enough that fire crews have been able to clean up ground fuels that could drive the fire into Essex. To the far northwest, the six fires of the Clark Fork Complex are burning more than 12,000 acres on either side of the Montana-Idaho state line north of Libby. Weather conditions there also kept the fires from growing significantly today. In Seeley Lake tonight, there's a public meeting at Seeley Lake Elementary School at 7 o'clock to update people on the Morrell Complex fires. The Morrell Complex is now being called 60% contained. Again, the public fire meeting at Seeley Lake Elementary School starts tonight at 7 p.m. Smoky conditions are generally limiting the growth of fires in western Montana today, and that means there were no additional evacuations ordered. Dozens of homes in the Knoxon area remain evacuated due to the Napoleon Fire. Fire Information Officer Bob McGregor says fire managers there are assessing the possibility of allowing those residents to go back home.
They don't want to get it so people are on a yo-yo. You know, let them back in, then the fire acts up, they have to pull them out again. So they're going to wait, make sure it's safe enough, and when it is, they'll let the folks back into their houses there.
The Napoleon Fire is part of the six-fire Clark Fork Complex that's burned an estimated 12,000 acres so far. McGregor said about 300 people came to a public meeting in Clark Fork, Idaho about the complex last night and showed a lot of appreciation for firefighters in the area. There are two public meetings in Montana tonight about area wildfires. One is at Seeley Lake Elementary School at 7 p.m. The other one is in Lincoln, also at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, there are three public meetings about the Bear Lake Fire in southwest Montana. Those will be held in Wise River, Polaris, and Wisdom. You can find details on our website at mtpr.org. Again, the public meetings about the fires tonight happen at 7 o'clock in Seeley Lake and Lincoln. The federal government says it will strip Montana of a child abuse prevention grant if the state doesn't start releasing information about children who die of abuse and neglect. Montana officials say a state confidentiality law prevents them from releasing the information. An Associated Press investigation into child abuse deaths revealed last December that Montana's law violates the grant's rules. Smoky conditions generally limited the growth of fires in western Montana today, and there are no new evacuations being ordered. Dozens of homes in the Noxon area remain evacuated due to the Napoleon fire, and about 100 people remain on pre-evacuation alert in Essex due to the Sheep fire, burning about a mile south of U.S. Highway 2 in the Great Bear Wilderness. There are two public meetings tonight about area wildfires. One is at Seeley Lake Elementary School at 7 p.m. The other one is in Lincoln, also at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, there are three public meetings about the Bear Lake fire in southwest Montana. Those will be held in Wise River, Polaris, and Wisdom. You can find details about the public meetings and updates on many Montana wildfires at our website, mtpr.org. An independent review of a half dozen infant and child autopsies by a former Montana associate medical examiner has found serious deficiencies in how they were conducted. State officials asked a reviewer whether the autopsies met National Association of Medical Examiners standards and whether Dr. Thomas Bennett's conclusions were supported. Dr. Adele Lewis of Tennessee found all six autopsies fell short of the standards. The review released today found several children sustained injuries that should have prompted more investigation, but didn't. In one case, Lewis wrote she would have classified the death as a homicide instead of Bennett's undetermined finding. Bennett says Lewis did not review all the information available because he keeps some evidence in his own files. Before he resigned, former Montana chief medical examiner Dr. Gary Dale raised concern about the six autopsies, prompting the review. The sister of a Kalispell woman who went missing in February 2013 and is presumed dead says the arrest of a suspect in the case is a step in the right direction, but the family is still suffering because they don't know what happened to her. Cody Wayne Johnston of Fairview was arrested Monday and charged Tuesday with deliberate homicide in the presumed death of 31-year-old Nicole Waller. Johnson and Waller had been involved in a turbulent relationship at the time of her disappearance. Waller's sister, Carmen Keebler, tells the Flathead Beacon that if her sister's body is found, the family will be able to move forward with the grieving process. Johnston hasn't entered a plea. His arraignment is scheduled for September 9th. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio News.